Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network, and time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Larry Mueller, and we have Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane joining us once again. Mike, good to have you back.
It's always great to be here, Larry, and I'm listening to the music behind us, and wanted to thank Tyler Ditter for, what do I call it, my walk-up song?
Yeah, that's your walk-up music. Tyler did a great job with that, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Hannah Haynes with us as well, the midday news host for WPR. And Hannah, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So as we listen to these two WPR folks talk, I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments. Hannah's here to share some details of a new project called WPR Source Demographics Project. But we'll answer your questions about programming, our guests, and, of course, the project itself. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Well, Mike, we know you're director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and Hannah, we hear you during the newscast, but tell us about your total job at WPR.
Yeah, so if you're listening in the middle of the day, as I know your listeners are, you might hear me doing the newscast at the top of every hour from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. So I'm doing those newscasts every day. I'm writing them and putting them together and working with reporters to get the news out. And then on top of that, I'm also a co-head of the Source Demographic Project here at WPR, along with Jennifer Dargan. And we'll kind of talk more about what that project is. But I've spent a lot of time at WPR working on it throughout the last year and a half.
So what motivated WPR to create this project?
So we decided to do this project to get a better idea of who WPR is talking to and putting on air every day. So we wanted to send a survey to people that are on air and interviewed every day, whether it's in a news story or on a talk show, and ask them a few basic demographic questions to get an idea of what the people who are on air every day look like. And that's what we decided to do about a year and a half ago, and we've now gathered a year's worth of data, and we're making that public for our audience to look at and hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah, and so is it accountability? Is that the goal of the project? What are the goals?
I think that accountability is definitely a goal, and also transparency. We are a public media organization, so we definitely want to be upfront with the people in the state and the people that we're serving. And another goal of the project was internal analysis. Internally, as an organization, we wanted to get an idea of what people looked like every day that we're putting on air to know how we're doing. Are we representing the state of Wisconsin? So getting that data, clean, reliable data to analyze internally as an organization was a huge goal of the project.
And so what kinds of questions are we asking guests?
Yeah, so we wanted to keep the survey very short to begin with because we wanted to get as high of a response rate as possible. So on this first kind of phase one of the project, we just ask a few questions. We ask race and or ethnicity. We ask for your gender and we ask for your zip code. And there's talk in the future of maybe adding some more questions to that survey, but we wanted to keep it very short in the beginning to get that response rate. And, you know, right now we're seeing a response rate of 49% of people who got the survey actually took it. So that's a great amount of data for us to work with and analyze.
So what do the data look like? How are we doing?
So it's kind of a mixed bag. So one thing we see in the data is that 87.7% of the people on WPR in the last year were white. And that's something we really, really want to work on and something that we at WPR, for the most part, weren't surprised by. I mean, we knew that we had an issue with diversity, racial and ethnic diversity on air. Another thing we're seeing in the data is there was a very even split between males and females on air. But there were very few people who took the survey who selected non-binary or a third gender. And the data also revealed that very few people who are transgender appeared on WPR in the last year. And then as far as zip code goes, overall content leaders here at WPR, we're really pleased with the geographical representation that we have around Wisconsin, we see from the map that you can see on our website, you go and look at the data, that we have a really good spread all around the state, and we really are talking to people all around Wisconsin. We definitely have a concentration of people in the Madison area, and particularly at UW-Madison, and that's likely due to WPR reporters and producers speaking to a lot of experts at the university.
So is there a goal in mind for what we'd like the data to look like?
So what we know from this data is that we have a lot of work to do when it comes to diversity on air, and that this project is just the beginning of the work. So, you know, step one was getting the data. Step two is analyzing it. And now we've come up with kind of a plan of how to improve, you know, that data. So obviously the most acute area in need of improvement is definitely race and ethnicity. So as part of our kind of plan, we're going to implement what we've already implemented, what we're calling a source librarian in the newsroom. And that's actually going to be me. I'm a permanent fixture in the newsroom with my goal to be helping reporters diversify their sources and just improving that data, moving the needle as much as we can. And then I've created a space for reporters and producers to compile sources, old and new, that are currently underrepresented in our demographic data. And then we're going to be regularly referring back to that and using those sources and reaching out to those people. And then I'll be regularly working with reporters to help them find new people to talk to, seeking out national experts and state and local organizations and all kinds of other people that we as an organization have overlooked historically in our coverage. And the goal really, as you asked, Larry, is just to keep moving the needle and keep improving, because this work really is never finished. We should always be trying to be better with the representation on air.
Yeah. Hannah, thanks so much for describing that. And Mike, you see this as an important issue, too.
Oh, I really do. You know, back in June, we put out a statement to the communities we serve that said that WPR is an inclusive platform for otherwise unheard voices and for expanding our understanding of each other. And that really is our aspiration going way, way back. But our content too often falls short. And so I've been really excited to have our journalists, our producers on the shows here on the Ideas Network, our reporters and editors, all looking at this, because there's an old saying, I probably won't get it exactly right, but the idea of it is that you can change what you measure. And so measurement is one of the things we're doing. We're also very focused on improving our human resources practices to diversify our staff, and looking at every program to make changes where we can. And I think, Hannah, you put it just right to say that we want to keep moving the needle, because we don't think we can tell the whole story of Wisconsin without representing the people of Wisconsin more thoroughly.
Yeah. And Hannah, thanks again. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. I'll also say, you know, there's a lot more to our plan, and I encourage the listeners to go to our website and read more about it, and you can find the data there as well. So if you go to WPR.org/sourcing, you'll find all of that there.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. Mike, I want to talk about some of the many program changes that started just a few weeks ago, and a lot changed, actually.
It really did. A lot on the weekdays here. You have a new lead-in show and a new follow-out show after the readings from Chapter a Day. What happened was that there were a number of big changes nationally. On Point moved from 2 hours live to 1 hour recorded. So we decided to move On Point to Monday through Thursday from 1 to 2 o'clock. Science Friday stays right where it is on Friday afternoon. And then now we're starting 1A at 9 a.m. Every weekday morning, running through 11. And that's actually the time the show has been live out of Washington, D.C. all along. So it was good to have something that we could make sure for call-ins and emails and all the rest that the people of Wisconsin are included live in that show. Also, we paired On Point with The Takeaway, airing from 2 to 3. This show's been around for quite a while, but we're glad to be able to add it with its mix of daily news and conversations and field reports on all kinds of issues.
So a lot going on there, and there are a lot of people with questions or comments for you as well as we move along here. And maybe we should take a call. Ron in Eastern Wisconsin, it's your turn. Chance to ask a question of Mike. Go ahead.
Thanks, Larry. Mike, noticed in the recent past on airtime, we are getting a large number of information sites that are indicating what is upcoming. For instance, on Morning Edition at 5:30 a.m., we will be told what's coming up at 5:31 a.m. Wisconsin Public Radio is very valuable and very expensive. It would seem that this time could be used for better purposes to impart information. For instance, Florida Public Radio for a number of years had a feature called Wild Things, in which a professor would give the life history of a plant or animal during some of these numerous breaks during Morning Edition. It would just seem that the public would be served better instead of always being updated on what is coming up, that we would actually have information. Another thought would be a historical event in Wisconsin history, perhaps 100 years ago or 50 years ago, instead of using that time to tell us what's coming up.
Thank you very much. We're getting close to the top of the hour. So, Mike, a comment?
Yeah. Thank you, Ron, for the thoughts. And I hadn't heard of Wild Things, but I know there are stations that do that sort of thing. Ironically, you mentioned that WPR is expensive, and one of the things that we try to do with the announcements about what's coming up is encourage people to stay around. And people like you who listen a lot tend to also be supporters of WPR. So it's a dance. We try to measure all those things. But thank you so much for the suggestion.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. And you will have a chance to join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Mike Crane, our guest today, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He'll be with us right up till 12:30 today to take your questions and comments. A few people online, just stay there right with us. We'll be back after this look at the news. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. You're listening to another edition of Mondays with Mike here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller, WPR Director Mike Crane, back with us to talk about programming changes, specials, our upcoming fall membership drive. And I tell you what, it's always fun to have him on the show. And every one of our lines is filled, Mike, so I think we'll go right back to the phones. And let's hear first from Erica in Oconomowoc. Hi, Erica. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you. So many of the programs that I hear on the radio or TV are negative. And what I see in your program, I find myself increasingly drawn to it because there are solutions. It's about being better, thinking better, feeling better, educated, learning, etc. And it's a breath of fresh air. Let me tell you, I really find myself loving your program more.
Oh, well, Erica, thanks. Mike, a comment?
I agree, Larry. Your show is very positive. And in fact, what I love, Erica, about your comment is that that's deeply written into the DNA of what we try to do at Wisconsin Public Radio, give you information so that you can find solutions. Boy, Larry, I'd say your show is full of that all the time, which is wonderful.
Yeah, we tend to focus on how to make your life better every day. And as you look at the morning show and Central Time, they kind of keep us up to date on the breaking stories of the day. But we take a little different tact here on the show. And so it's Erica, I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. Patricia in Madison, your turn. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm calling because I'm a longtime listener for WPR, and I love that station. I've been a sustainer for a long time. I love the variety of the programs, and so I can say almost everything good about it. The one thing I can't is membership drives. The problem is not that you need them, which you really do, but the problem is the people who are hosting the membership drives give all the reasons why they need it, give the offers, and then they repeat it again. And often they repeat it all a third time. And it goes on for, I don't know, sometimes 8 to 10 minutes, several times during the show. And it almost feels like you are just pounding your listeners into the ground. When you had the abbreviated pledge drive back in, I think it was last fall. No, it was during COVID, so it had to have been the spring.
Yeah, it was the spring, yep.
Oh, my gosh. I was so grateful. I increased my pledge. So it was perfect. You said why you needed it, and then you stopped instead of repeating and repeating. So that's all I have to say. I love the shows. I love the programs. I love almost everything except this.
Patricia, thank you.
So I'm not sure, Larry, I should mention that we have a member drive coming up soon. But sure, you know, I really, I so understand what you're saying, Patricia. And one of the things that has vexed public radio people forever, because I probably participated in 150 or 200 drives, and Larry, I bet you a lot more than I.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, we do try to shorten things, and one of the things that was really interesting about that spring drive that Patricia mentioned is there was a level of urgency that I think we all felt. We had had a really tough month in March in terms of fundraising, and I think our whole culture was, you know, going the beginnings of what we now have had for 6 or 7 months, and that really did seem to help the fundraising at that time. We'll see. You know, we have our pledge drive. I am going to mention it. The member drive is coming up this Friday and runs through the following Saturday. And so we'll try to make it as fun as we can, and maybe give you Patricia, give you the permission to tune back in if you have to tune out once in a while, because they do still seem to work to find new members. And the repetition seems to also be more important for people who haven't really got the whole, you know, how public radio works thing. And that's why we do it.
Patricia, thank you again. Appreciate it. I'll try to make it as much fun as I can for you, Patricia. Appreciate it very much. Paul in Wausau, it's your turn. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Larry, Mike.
Good morning.
My subject is old-time radio. Mike, I assume you have had the opportunity to review all the comments, emails, calls, suggestions, and recommendations regarding the cancellation of this show, in which Norman Gilliland did an excellent job. Have you had any second thoughts on reconsidering your decision? I know I've had a long conversation with Jeff Potter from your office regarding this, and I know there's been a lot of correspondence regarding the cancellation of this show. A lot of people are unhappy about that.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Paul. Comment, Mike?
Sure. Yes, thank you, Paul. I wouldn't call them second thoughts. I've certainly had a lot more thoughts about it as a result of that decision. And for those who don't listen or don't know, kind of return to what happened there. We had been looking for a long time, and Norman had done a really good job, and Michelle Good, who works with him, and anyone else who's been working with him, of trying to choose the programs on old-time radio dramas to be respectful of more current attitudes and so on. And we made the decision in light of all the news about Black Lives Matter and all of that to take another look at something we'd been wrestling with for a very long time. And that is that, among other things, in many of the old radio dramas, it's mostly white people. Very rare that you hear black people or any people of color in those programs. And Norman even was working hard to highlight the ones that did feature that. But we have had our audience of people of color asking us for years to let go of the show, and we thought the time had come. No doubt people feel sad about it. I know Norman does, and you know, we've had a little bit of a chance to talk about it. But second thoughts might indicate a change, and I don't think we're going to change that decision. You know, radio drama has been something that's been a part of radio since the earliest times, and so it is quite a change. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Paul. Russ in Stoughton, it's your turn. Hi, Russ.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I pretty much have same comments as the last caller. I was very disappointed when old-time radio was left out of the program lineup. And as I recall, many times after your fundraisers, that Norman Gilliland would report how far over their money-raising goals they were. So that would tell you how many people found that program popular. And they would call in and donate. And the other thing, the second thing is, very disappointed to see On Point cut to 1 hour, because I think Megda Chakrabarty is one of the most introspective interviewers you have. And my last thing is, I'm very disappointed to see that on Sunday mornings, It's Only a Game has been deleted.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Russ. In the case of Only a Game, the producer is canceling the show, and so we had to move on. And I'm with you and just loving the work of Meghna Chakrabarty. Of course, we really love on the Ideas Network that it was a call-in show, and that was a big change to switch it to all recorded as well. And so that does give us the opportunity to highlight the more interactive nature of 1A that we now have on in the mornings, but I understand it. And thanks, too, for the comments about old-time radio drama.
Yeah, I really miss It's Only a Game, too.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best sports shows there was, because it was so thoughtful and looked at sports not only as scores but as part of our culture.
Yeah, thank you, Russ. Nancy in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Nancy.
Hello to you. At 6 o'clock this morning, you had a wonderful woman, a psychologist, speaking about what I thought was a very important issue about how America thinks of itself. And that particular topic really attracted me. And before, she really wanted to come to what I think was a appropriate conclusion, she was more or less cut off because you had intended and did present a Wisconsin moment, which had to do with rock and roll music that was so totally, totally inappropriate. I was really angry about that. This wonderful psychologist who was trying to bring to America's attention the way that we thought about ourselves was really a very important issue. And when some of us at least want to start relating that to our own family life, all of a sudden we're breaking into rock and roll music. It led me to believe that the right hand at WHED doesn't even know what the left hand is doing to subject us to that much of a change that was totally incomprehensible to me.
Mm. That's very interesting, Nancy. Unfortunately, I wasn't listening this morning at 6, so I didn't hear it. I'll go back and listen to the show. I know that one of the challenges we always face, or actually several challenges, one is guests don't necessarily have the time to agree to stay on with us as long as I think our listeners might like, so that might have been a factor. I really don't know in this case. I do know that we like to feature the Wisconsin Life segments, which is what I think you're talking about there, as part of our shows. And we will definitely pass on the comment to the producers so they can think about the effect that it had on you.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Beverly in Oak Creek, on to you now. Hi, Beverly.
Hello. I have a question about a general question about something that pertains to a specific show. It says you on Sunday mornings that it's run here. It's not a proprietary show for us. I'm wondering, the general question, do the stations that produce shows allow the theater extra other stations only a certain amount of time to replay them during the week? Is there a cost issue, a time issue, a proprietary issue? And secondly, if this can be changed, can we have it repeated during the week? If I miss it, I just miss it. Oh, I really miss it. I try to tell people about it, but no one wants to get up that early and listen.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a really fun show. I'd say in terms of your question, Beverly, the issue really is that our listeners have only a certain amount of tolerance for us repeating things. And we're always trying to figure that out. For instance, one of the things we haven't talked about yet today, Larry, is we are repeating a couple of shows on Saturday evenings now, where Live From Here used to be, because they've canceled that program. And so we're broadcasting a second time Snap Judgment and the Moth Radio Hour. And we'll see how that goes, because they are on Fridays as well. So we'll have to talk about Says You. If I recall, at one time we did have a repeat on Saturdays, and that we were looking at, it didn't seem to be gathering the audience around it that it did on Sundays.
Hmm. There we go, Beverly. Thank you. Rick and Holman, on to you now. Hi, Rick.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for all that you do.
Thank you.
Coming from a lifelong Republican, which is a little bit unusual for your station. I find a lot of your stuff very interesting. What I don't appreciate about some of your programming is you just have a news segment and you put every adjective negative about Trump in there that you could. If you could just even the scales a little bit, you might get a lot more Republican listeners, where now you probably don't have any. And then when you do your drives, I always pay, you'll get more money.
Well, Rick, thank you very much for calling. So
yeah, thanks for the comments. Glad you're an avid listener, Rick. And I think maybe you were talking about the newscast from NPR, which, you know, we don't get to choose their language in any of the reporting. But I know it's a big discussion within all of news media about how to characterize the comments from the president when they are as they are. And so I'll probably leave that to someone who's more deeply into news to comment further. But I really appreciate hearing from you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much again, Rick. Cal in Sugar Camp, your turn. Hi, Cal.
Oh, hi, and thanks for being online, Mike. It's very nice of you to do this. I too miss old-time radio terribly, and I was wondering what, and of course, Magna Chuckleberry, that was terrible news that was gone down to 1 hour a day, mm-hmm. and now pre-recorded. Why can't you put something a little more uplifting on Saturday or Sunday nights, like TED Talks? TED Talks is fabulous. And also On the Media, that was a great that's a great show. And I don't know if it's still on, but On the Media is a great show. But TED Talks, I really don't like Remix.
All right. So, Mike, what's your response?
Well, TED Talks does have a radio show, and certainly add that suggestion to all the great suggestions for us to consider for our program content schedulers. If I recall, there was a time when we tried that out a number of years ago for a while on I think it was Saturday afternoons, and so another one of those things where it didn't seem to be drawing an audience there, so that might be a scheduling issue. You never know. They are some really interesting talks, so we'll pass that on. And On the Media, we had decided to let it go because it had become really more of a news analysis, news commentary show, rather than focusing, as its title says, on the media. And it really didn't seem to fit the standards that we had for that show. But it's a syndicated show, and I do believe it's still online. Probably could just search On the Media, and The producer, I believe, is WNYC. So if you don't find it just with those words, add WNYC in New York and you'd find it.
All right. Steve in Rome, Wisconsin, your turn. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mike. I wanted to tell you that I sent a rather pointed email to you guys regarding the cancellation of Old Time Radio. But since PRX Remix has been on, you've got a new fan there. And I listen when I can to all 3 hours. And it's just, I consider it so what a variety there is on there. And if you don't like something, just wait 10 minutes and something else will be on. So I'm apologizing for my previous email, but go forward.
Well, thank you so much. You know, sometimes what I do, so I don't have to apologize for my emails, is I'll write them but not send them. But that's just fine. You know, we hear from listeners all the time, and we certainly understand that, especially in the moment, you feel as strongly as you did to write that. And thanks that you called, and feel as strongly as you do now as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. What about some of the other election coverage we can expect to hear on the network? What about candidate interviews? Will we be hearing those on the air? Someone was wondering.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the things we've been doing for even longer than you've been broadcasting on WPR, Larry, I think back to the 1930s in this case, but we always invite all the people that are running for national office on Wisconsin ballots to come on the air for congressional seats and for president. I think the presidential candidates will be hard to get, but good chance we'll have a lot of the folks running for office for our congressional seats. And, of course, all of those are up every 2 years, so we should hear a lot from that. And that'll be on the morning show and Central Time. And the way it often works, you might hear one day and another the other day, or one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But definitely look for that.
And the presidential debates, what can we expect to hear for those on air this year?
Hard to say. We don't have the rights to get them. A lot of times the networks sponsoring it, like CNN or NBC, don't offer the rights. And I think it's because, particularly televised broadcasts, there's so much competition among the commercial broadcasters that they like to have things exclusive. But as of now, we are planning to air the first presidential debate Tuesday, September 29th at 8. There is if you want to find the schedule, you can look at uspresidentialelectionnews.com, uspresidentialelectionnews.com.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're quickly running out of time here. Mike, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much, as I know our listeners are as well. Any last words before we ring off here?
Well, I just have to tell you, Larry, that I have a smile on my face, which I know you can't see through the radio, but it is always a joy to join you and more generally to be on the radio with our listeners. I love to know what you're thinking about, what you like, what you don't like, and so I'm glad to be here.
And we can't see the smile, but I know I can hear the smile. So
that's good. I've worked on that for my whole career.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Mike Crane, our guest today, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And he comes by regularly on, he mixes it up. He goes from one show to the next, and so that people listening at different times of the day can have a chance to talk with him and ask questions. And I appreciate, I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody today, but that's kind of the way it works here on Wisconsin Public Radio. The time has flown. So tomorrow on the show, we'll have an expert on to talk about kids and how to talk to kids about racism, from addressing what they're hearing in the news to try to answer some of your tough questions in that area. So looking forward to that. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can always hear, if you missed a program, you can always go to our website and hear it online anytime. I'm Larry Mueller. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.